1 year ago, renters in Manhattan had the upper hand when shopping for apartments. Landlords offered incentives like several months of free rent, payment of broker's fees, and reduced rent to get people into their units. But as reporter Dan Tucker tells us, the days of renters calling the shots in Manhattan have ended.
27-year-old Kong To knew his move from Philadelphia to Manhattan would mean higher rent for less space. And he knew apartment hunting in New York would be tough. Nevertheless, after sending more than 24 emails to brokers and landlords and getting very little response, he was feeling discouraged.
I'll apply to their email listing, and I'll ask them, is this still available? And they said, no, it's not. Or they just won't reply at all.
What Toad didn't know was that the rental market is the tightest it's been since August 2007. The vacancy rate, which tracks the number of apartments for rent, stands at 0.88%, and the number of available apartments is down more than a third from a year ago. In this climate, renters like Toe find it hard to negotiate with brokers over fees and with landlords over rent. In fact, even finding an apartment has proven to be a struggle.
It's a complete 180 from a year ago.
That's Gary Mallon, CEO of the real estate firm City Habitats.
You're seeing bidding wars on rental properties that you didn't see a year ago, and there's a general sense of how difficult and tight this market is.
Real estate appraiser Jonathan Miller says it doesn't help that Toe's trying to move now.
This is sort of the high rental season that you're seeing increased activity and fewer choices, and that makes it challenging.
Like Toe, students and recent graduates are also looking for studios and one bedrooms. These so-called entry-level apartments make up two-thirds of the Manhattan rental market. And as more of these units are rented, there's more competition for what remains.
Hello?
On a recent Saturday afternoon, Toe headed out with a broker to look at studios in Gramercy and the East Village. At a space on 17th Street, he liked what he saw.
I do like the exposed brick. I like the hardwood floors.
Toe's broker, Michael Agisafe, reminded his client to be decisive. Recently, 11 of his clients lost apartments because they waited to apply.
It's very hard. Whatever's out there that comes out, it goes like in seconds. It's very tight. I mean, you're looking at an apartment, there could be 3 applications on it already. So it is a really tight market.
After leaving the studio on 17th Street, Agisafe and Toe looked at another apartment. Then the paranoia set in. Were they waiting too long to apply for that studio? Worried, they hopped a cab back to the office, where Kong To feverishly filled out an application. He put down a refundable deposit of nearly $2,000, 1 month's rent. Then the waiting game began. Real estate insiders and analysts say new hires, at least in part, account for the tightening rental market. Already in 2010, New York City has added 70,000 jobs. Compare that to a loss of 125,000 jobs last year. But Gary Mallon of City Habitats says the shift also comes from the perception that the New York economy is on the up and up.
I just think that people feel better than they did a year ago right now. People feel that although the economy is not perfect, it's not as broken as it was. Whereas a year ago, everyone thought the earth was going to fall off its axis.
While a strong rental market is good news for New York's economy, it's bad news for Kong To. Even though he acted quickly and was an ideal candidate, he didn't get the studio on East 17th Street. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.